Ace podcast.
Wow. All right, let's go ahead and start if you guys are ready.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm high as fuck, too. Just okay. You don't have to put that in. Don't edit that.
Hello, police.
nobody cares. Hello, nerds. Sup, nerds. It is Spike, your host of the Sup Nerds show.
I am Tolby, your co-host of the show.
The show, the Sup Nerds show. And then there's James.
Yeah, I'm James, the guy they brought along.
James, the guest of the show.
He's our guest. He doesn't do anything. He's just a friend of ours. Yeah. So, yeah, we're doing a fucking podcast.
You just seem like a ball of fiery energy today.
I used it all up yesterday. We recorded Death Save, and it was
we recorded for like what, like 4.5 hours? Like it was,
yeah, we got
ridiculous.
Four episodes and then a tavern talk plus hanging around and grabbing beer time. I mean we didn't really take much time in between each one, which was good.
No,
we
yeah,
can really crank
fast.
Them out when we don't smoke cigarettes. Now that nobody's smoking, we don't take a 15-minute break in between each podcast, so that actually really helps.
Yeah, I will say that that has been a major convenience for me on my path of non-smokingness, is to have like Spike and Charles quit smoking.
Yeah, I had a cigarette like a week or two ago, and I took like two puffs of it, and I was like, yeah, no, that's really hurts my lungs, and. Yeah.
Earlier this week, when my life basically destroyed itself in a single day, I asked for a cigarette, and my roommates correctly told me no.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's
bad.
When
yeah, it is. It's gross for you.
It's when you start. It's usually start back up again. Is when you're feeling shitty. So let's talk about your week then. How was your
man? I had
shitty,
a really bad week. Some things are going on in some of my roommates' life, so the house is sort of splitting in twain because we all need to find cheaper living arrangements. So that day that we found out that my truck also broke down.
Yeah.
And so I went home and just had a meltdown for the rest of the day because, like, you know, it's I'm on disability, and that does not pay a lot of money, and Becca's trying to get a job right now, and my truck broke down, and we need to get a place to live. So basically, like, my whole life was just a fucking wreck for, like, 3 days. And then, after, like, the immediate emotional turmoil that I went through on those days, like, sort of calmed down, and I was able to start to make plans. Fortunately, like, James and me and Becca, like, agreed that we will move into an apartment together, and I it's starting to look like it,
Christmas.
Things, well, I guess, like, if you're really poor,
your tone was like, it's starting to look a lot like, and I was like, Christmas?
Yes,
like
this Christmas is like Christmas. You're homeless. If Christmas is the time where you get Santa, like, you're the one kid that Santa comes to your house and just beats the shit out of you.
Is that not what you guys got for Christmas?
No.
One Christmas when I was a kid, we had everything stolen from us. I guess that's a lot that's like Christmas.
One Christmas, so I stole sad. A bunch from James' family.
You owe the army money.
We
had to pay
that crap back. I don't owe anyone anything.
No. So it's been a week, but I still don't know what's wrong with my truck.
It sucks. So, I mean, is it looking like you might want to get a different vehicle then? Like a...
Well, if the truck is like permadead, like no more reses, then I'm going to... Becca's parents have a car that is currently dead, but may be fixable.
Okay.
So if the truck is like completely shit the bed, then I'm going to take this other car into the mechanic and see if it is like fixable and how much that would cost. And then we're going to go from there.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So
it's good to have plans.
It took 2 days to get that thing up the hill.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Like, cause like it'll run, but then it's just like, at some point, it's just like, I'm done, and just quits. It's like, I'm fucking tired.
It's like, hey,
give me a nap.
No, I'm done. I don't want to do
that. So we drove it up from our house all the way up past Oñate to Porter, and then it died. And then, like, the next day, James and I woke up super fucking early and went up the mountain. And we got it because, like, my mechanic is way the fuck out, like, where I used to live. So...
Oh, there's a local mechanic. I guess this doesn't help you now that your truck's already up there, but there's a pretty good mechanic that my mom knows. Like, he's friends with Terry, my mom's new husband or something. That's right by your house, but
oh really?
You know where the tractor place is?
Yeah, Tractor Supply.
Yeah, it's that mechanic right across from there. They can't do all the things,
right?
But they're good and fair and cheap.
Well, if it comes down to
Picacho that have like all that stuff like in their front, I guess, like they have a bunch of used cars.
Yeah, yeah, they sell cars there too.
They have a Corvette. I want it.
Yeah. Oh, that place, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like, the thing is, too, is I go there, and I don't even know if they recognize me, but they still are pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah, if like, the truck is dead, then I don't know. I'm going to have to try to just sell it for metal, I guess.
Yeah.
But then, like, yeah, I'll take the car over to those people. It'll be easier than trying to get it, like, fucking towed up the mountain.
Yeah, and if they end up, like, really, like, if you get...
This is such great podcast.
Yeah,
material.
I know.
Hey, guys.
This is so fantastic. We have a new sponsor, a new advertiser. I can't remember the name of the mechanic, but go there.
Ace Podcast Mechanics.
Ace Podcast Network Mechanics. So my week was... Fuck, what did I even do this week? Garbage. No, okay, so I've just been... sitting around doing drawings and doing animations.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sitting around doing drugs.
Doing drugs.
I was like, why didn't you call me?
That's how you give up cigarettes, man. You just start shooting up heroin.
Yeah, I traded cigarettes for heroin. It's a real upgrade, I think, in ways. Yeah. But in ways, it's worse. Mm-hmm. No, man, I haven't really been doing anything. I played some more Crowfall, and that was whatever. I played more Conan Exiles.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I guess I just didn't understand what I was supposed to do, so... I built a little city with my guy, and then I was like, okay, this guy's max level, and I don't want to play him anymore, but I want to keep the same city, so I did that, and then I resurrected my guy, essentially. Like, yeah. You kill them,
they have, like, a bracelet or something, right, that you can just explode?
Well, yeah, you could just take that off, and that kills you, but then you respawn. But you can also, like, delete your character, reincarnate them, and then they'll come back as, like, a different person. But the time goes by, and your building gets destroyed.
Oh, okay.
Like, it'll still be there, but it'll be, like, a ruins, which is kind of cool, but also, I wish I would have known that, otherwise I just would have played my max character, and then
That is an interesting concept, though.
Right, but, I mean, like, come on, my shit should... It should be like, hey, your building's gonna get... Because it says your character progress will be fucked up, and I'm like, well, yeah, of course, I'm a new character.
Yeah.
And then it says, okay, you sure you want to do this? And it's like, yeah, okay, I don't see why you're... I see why you're flipping out now. But.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but we recorded some Death Save yesterday, and I had a lot of fun. Josh was a good GM.
Thank you. I thought about it. There are some things I would have changed about last night, but I really did enjoy last night's game. I really did.
Was I being mean? I was contemplating stuff after the fact. And
No, I don't think you were being
mean. I wasn't trying to, but I was trying to keep the cross-chatter, and then I started cross-chattering.
Yeah,
and
real bad.
Well, one time I did it.
Well, it's, you know, you haven't been a player in a while. You know, you've been
yeah,
the GM.
Yeah, I
want to
be
now,
zany and crazy.
Now you
yeah.
get to be the crazy one, and I just get to sit back and just, like, watch you guys, listen to you guys be funny. So it was really great. Hey, James, how was your week?
Yeah, it was James's week.
My week was actually pretty fun. Like, I did a thing for work up in Albuquerque. Pretty sure I watched an old lady die out there.
Nice.
Like, the wind got really bad while we were going into a seminar.
And she just flew up into the air with her umbrella.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Poppins. No.
So they had, like, signs out. They had signs to designate which room was which seminar. And the sign just flew off and caught her in the side of the head. And I was like, oh, no. Like,
oh,
I started,
no.
I was like, I started panicking. And, like, I was going to go over there to help her, but, like, 15 people were already there.
Yeah, that happened.
I was like, all right.
Stomping on her.
Yeah, and then take that, grandma.
It's a stampeding over her.
Yes. Protect the sign at all costs.
She attacked that sign.
Lady, why'd you attack that fucking sign?
Did you just assume that sign's gender or something? I don't know where I was going.
I don't know where you're going with that either, but we'll forgive you for that one. But you're on notice.
Right, I'll take it.
Well, it's like, I just learned there's a brand, like, this week I learned there's a branch of my company that's nothing but seniors. And so, okay. Like, they were all there with us, and they had a lot of issues because they're all 55 and up, and...
Signs are out
yeah,
to get them.
There's signs. It was super windy. Like, that really sucked. But I got to go to a friend's house who has a Switch, and I got to play Breath of the Wild for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That's...
That game looks bad.
It was... No, it's fun, man.
Okay, well, here, I was actually looking at some stuff about Breath of the Wild, and this is what I don't like about it, is... It is... Well, okay, this is what I don't like about every single game that is coming out right now, is people have just such a fucking boner for Dark Souls... That it like, oh, it's super hard combat. You die in one hit. And I'm like, okay, cool. Have fun with that game. It's garbage, but whatever. I don't care. Mm. Like, I think it's a garbage mechanic. Like, make a good game. Don't make a hard game. it's such an excuse. Like, I don't want to make a lot of content, so I'm going to make it really fucking hard.
Well, to me, like in in Dark Souls, words are difficult right now.
Dark Souls words.
Like Dark Souls is sort of like competitive gaming for people who don't, who are not competitive gamers, for casuals.
Okay.
Well, you know, because like competitive gamers are, their opponents are humans, so they're really good. They're really hard. That's what makes the game hard for them. But, you know, if you're just a random dude and you only have a few hours to play a video game a night and you want that competitive
thing,
you play fucking Dark Souls where it's not like, it's not necessarily a skill or heavy base. It's just fucking get good.
Well,
like,
no, it's not even it's not even get good. If you think that there's talent required in those type of games, it's Simon Says. That's all it is. It's Simon Says the game, where it's just like, okay, I meet a new monster, I die to the monster. Okay, I learn about that, and then eventually just it's DDR with the control pad and with
I like DDR. What's wrong with DDR?
And nothing's wrong with it, but I don't think that there's talent required. It's just you're a bot. You're memorizing a pattern.
Yeah,
and
right.
You're just grinding it.
But that's what we do when we play D&D. Like when we get to D&D combat. It's same shit over and over and over.
But yeah,
again.
No, for me, like, I beat Bloodborne relatively quickly just by, like, memorizing patterns. Mm-hmm. I actually got really bored towards the end of it because
I got really bored at the beginning of Dark Souls because I was just like, well, I can't get past this fucker. I'm done. I could sit here and memorize.
I don't know
what
I'm like. I think that it's totally a justifiable thing. And Dark Souls, like, I'm talking shit about it, but I think it's great. But what I don't like is that everybody's on that kick of, like, get good, like, the get good mentality,
right,
which is like,
right.
No. Just have you thought of no? Like, yeah. Maybe I just want to play a casual game, or maybe I want to play a game that does actually require talent and not memorization. I don't know.
And see, that's the thing. Breath of the Wild does, like, it's definitely up for many Zelda games' difficulty in terms of combat.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not so far into the Dark Souls realm that, like,
right,
it's unbeatable.
That's what I've heard, is that Breath of the Wild kind of takes things from, like, other games, like indie games. Like, they're big into...
They did a really good job of blending a lot of that stuff, and I had a blast playing it. I broke so many shields just, like, surfing on the ground.
Yeah, the more, like, I've sort of seen about Breath of the Wild and watching, like, the Game Grumps and stuff play it, I'm not so adverse to it now. Like, I might play it, but it's definitely not one of those games that I'm like, I gotta start saving up money to get a Switch so I can hold a fucking, like, candy bar fucking as a remote controller. That thing is small. I have
it's like
hands.
A Snickers.
You have a, they actually have a little thing that you can, like, attach it to,
right,
essentially.
Right, you can pay more money and not get a candy bar.
Yeah, you can pay more money to make it more like it actually should be.
Right, yeah. Hey, that's a good point.
Well, because it was specifically designed to, like, slide onto their stupid thing. I don't like the port. I know a big thing for a lot of people was portability with it.
Right.
Which I honestly could care less about. I have a laptop if I want to play my games on the go.
Well, and I think, like, the portability thing might be great because, like, Mike Krahulik of Pinnacle Arcade has said that he loved, like, he, the last two packs, he brought his Nintendo Switch and said he loved it.
Wait, didn't it just come out?
Yeah.
It came out.
How many packs are there?
4th.
They have, like, there's, like, two packs that are, like, back to back.
I was going to say South by Southwest?
No, there's. Oh, maybe he was asked. I don't know. He went to two cons, because I know PAX East was just, like, real recent, and so was PAX South, because Dan went to that.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see a lot of... that's probably why it's popular, is because a lot of YouTubers and internet celebrities and whatnot are like that, where they go to cons and they do stuff like that, and they're like, yeah, I want to game and I want to play games, but I can't bring my fucking computer, my PC computer, to play fucking whatever, I don't know.
Which I sort of disagree with. I really hate that. You know, a lot of people are getting behind the Nintendo Switch, especially, like, YouTubers, because Nintendo historically hates YouTube.
Yeah, actually pretty funny. Yeah, they do.
You have to be, like, a partner to, like...
No, they don't even... You can't even, like... They'll put up a... what is it called? A cease and desist thing? They'll take any of your stuff down if you don't, like, do the workarounds for...
Like, you have to give them part of your money.
Yeah, a while back, that's what they did, is, like, they offered an opt-out, essentially, on YouTube, where, you're a Nintendo partner, or whatever their
that's
term
really
for
stupid.
It was, and they'll stop, and they stop doing cease and desist on the people who did it.
Have you guys ever heard of that YouTuber called Jim Sterling?
It sounds familiar, but
I was gonna say I don't.
Does
know.
The Gymquisition? He's pretty entertaining, pretty funny. He's a character, you know. So he's not. So he plays this, like, self-absorbed sort of kind of an asshole, but it is a character that he is portraying. But he also does he doesn't monetize his shit, so he just fucks with everybody. So he'll put up like Nintendo stuff, but he'll put up like copywritten music from other things like Wham or whatever. You know, just like just to fuck with every single, you know, like, so then it bottlenecks the cease and desist, or what is it called
the copyright infringement crap, the takedown stuff, the
algorithm that YouTube has to keep people from doing that kind of shit. So yeah, that's a really funny thing, and I just thought that would be interesting to mention. But
yeah.
But no, what is it? I learned in Albuquerque I don't like goth clubs.
What shit, you went to the Pulse?
I think there might
be a new one now, but there was only one.
I think the name of the club was like FX or something, and it was just their goth night. But I was there for like 2 hours, and
I'm not judging you at all, because this tends to happen in most cities, especially in the Southwest, where the gay club has goth nights. Is it that one? Because that one, it might be the Pulse. That I've been there plenty of times I've gone to the gay club on gay night.
I went to the gay club on gay night, so every night I go.
In case you're not aware, well, no, hold on. I'm going to twist this. I'm going to spin it.
All right.
In case you're not aware, Wednesday night is my gay night. I just like to be a little...
Wow.
That's insensitive, and I'm sorry that I misspoke. But I've been to the Pulse on the regular nights. But also, it's the goth club on Thursday nights, I think, or Friday nights.
I'm pretty positive it wasn't a gay club, just because I saw a considerable amount of...
Well, I mean, a lot of straight people can go to gay clubs.
Well, I know that, but, like, there was...
It's the only place to meet men.
I saw very few, like, same-sex people flirting with each other and a lot of opposite-sex flirting with each other. I did see a few gay people, obviously. Like,
there's a huge crossover.
Like, they're a rarity out there, but it's just one of those, like...
Yeah, well, no, there's a huge crossover, because in the 90s, the alternative cultures were gay club and goth and punk rock, too, but... They didn't really have any sort of organization like the gay community and the goth community did. So they,
I was gonna say
a huge crossover, at least in New Mexico. Let me know in the comments if that's not the way it is, if you're in your local area. Yeah. All right, I'm flopping around like a sailfish here, so let's move on.
Yeah. So the reason I brought James, not only because he's my ride, because my truck is broke, because James is the only person we personally know who have got their hands on Mass Effect 4.
So how do you like it?
Overall, like, and I'm going to be very blunt with this, I hated the opening mission and like the first part of the game, 100%. Like, this was like first.
How many hours are you in?
Not a lot. I mean,
20 minutes.
I played for about, I want to say, 8 hours yesterday.
I was about to say, you were playing it at like 3 a.m. last night. Yeah, I could hear it when I was walking by your room.
Yeah, no, I was playing until like 4 this morning. I'm going to be playing it all night tonight. Once I got past the first things, mm-hmm. it got really fun really quick.
Okay.
One thing they did, they included another vehicle in the game. That's not the Mako from the first one that everybody hated.
Right.
It's,
is it golf cart?
No, I can't remember its name anymore.
Go-kart.
It's called the Nomad, so it's just like a little all-terrain vehicle that you drive around. It's got jump jets and a boost.
Like a dune buggy type thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
I've had a blast driving that, because you can crush, like, you use it to get around environments that are hostile, but you can still get out and shoot for a little while.
Okay.
But I don't like doing
that. So far, you're just describing No Man's Sky. But...
Yeah, it sounds like maybe No Man's Sky stole these ideas from them.
Except they have a story, and it's fun to play.
All right. Continue on.
But yeah, like, it has a jump jet, and I just kept jumping down and crushing bad guys for a while.
That's pretty cool.
Effect-wise, the game is visually very, very pretty.
Yeah, I watched you play for a while. Yeah, that game is fucking
pretty
gorgeous.
Except for human faces. All the alien faces actually look pretty good. But the people just look so odd.
Uncanny Valley stuff going on with it.
It's odd.
Everybody looks like they went through like a serious Botox treatment right before they started.
Yeah, everyone's face are like swollen, and there's like, you know, the big thing right now is like weather effects, so like fog and rain and stuff like that. So their faces just look wet all the time because they're trying to give them texture, so they look like they're just like swollen and gross looking.
Just bloated corpses.
Yeah, just moist. And their eyes kind of bulge, but at the same time, like, the other Mass Effect games
had that
sort of looked like that too.
Well, what is it? When I was playing 3, I always had this problem with Shepard's face whenever it was in the cinematics,
yeah,
his lips and his eyelids would disappear. So it was just like super creepy eyes and teeth just staring at you.
And apparently no one remembers like how shitty Mass Effect 3 specifically was when it first came out.
Yeah, that
Mass Effect 3 had a ton of bugs. And then like Mass Effect 4 comes out and it's not immediately perfect. And it's like, look, no game is anymore. That's
right.
That's not a thing that is part of gaming culture.
Not something
anymore.
That's going to ever happen again. Well, yeah, people were really on Fallout 4 when it came out. People were just fucking going crazy. And I'm like, this is literally the least buggy Bethesda game that has ever existed. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, like that's because like I played every Fallout from 1 to 4, and dear God, was 4 like even on release still
way better on release. I didn't have any like there were a few crashes to desktop, but that happens with all video games now. Any sort of Unreal.
The Unreal Engine. Yeah,
Unreal Engine. It's gonna that happens because it's not stable. Although Unreal 4 is an interesting engine. Conan Exile uses Unreal 4. It's whatever.
Yeah.
I can't update my graphics driver right now for some reason. But
one of my favorite things of like watching you play Mass Effect 4 was the leveling system, the advancement system, because it actually it's no longer just put dots into things, get the fuck out of menu, or like. Here's your power tree, pick, you know, the path you want to go. Like, it actually seems like the advancement system is actually sort of engaging.
Yeah, so instead of doing, like, that, what they did before, where it was a very set path for you, like, you had one or two choices, but that was it.
Yeah.
You pick, like, an initial class, which will give you your initial abilities, but after that, it opens up three different trees initially, and it's your combat, your biotic, and your tech.
Yeah.
And so you go through those and you can pick abilities for those. And based on how you assign those abilities, you have these other things called profiles, which are all the old classes from Mass Effect. And based on how you assign your skill points, you unlock these profiles and you can put those, and they have a bunch of passive powers that help that are similar to the old classes and help the game progress a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, I've spent all of my points in combat, so all I've got is the soldier one.
Mm-hmm.
And it increases my health, it increases my ammo capacity, and I had a ton of fun doing that because the big passive power.
Is there a tree in this, or is there a branch in this skill tree that makes you not look like a bloated corpse baby? Is that like an option?
I wish there was. If there was one that actually heightened the effect just to make it even funnier for me,
that
I would be going
kind
with that
of funny.
One.
Yeah. I think that I kind of want to play. Okay, so can you make your own character? Like, can you adjust the sliders and whatnot?
It's not full through the sliders like it used to be.
Okay. You can't really tweak it.
But you can customize to a certain extent. Like,
I was going to say, that'd be kind of fun to make like just a gross character. Since they're already kind of gross, it'd be
that would be awesome.
Fun just to really fully go full on.
One of the things I noticed, and this is probably just because I'm playing on console versus on like someone's super upped PC, is that like the hair texture looks super weird with certain colors. Like, I picked the green and it looked like someone just molded green Play-Doh over my character's head for a minute, and I was like, all right, I'm not going with that color at all.
Because like, you play like a brother and sister, right? So can you modify both of them?
The sister, like for me, I chose the male, and you can customize your twin.
So sexist.
Huh? Yeah, I know, I'm a monster. Playing a character that I want to relate to a little bit.
That's you. Correct. You're a monster. Get off our show. I'm sorry. Go on.
But in customizing your twin, you pick a preset face. And one of the cool things that I noticed watching someone else play through it a little bit, your father, because your father starts out as your leader for a little bit. Whatever you pick yourself to be, like, his race kind of changes with you.
Huh.
Yeah, that's like Fallout 4 did that with Sean and whichever,
your wife or whatever her name is.
Whoever you went with.
Wife.
Yeah. But it doesn't change for your sibling at all, because like based on the sex you pick, you customize your twin, but it doesn't change for them at all.
Right, it doesn't match the thing. So,
like, I was joking around and like,
this is my twin, and you guys don't look anything alike.
Well, it's like, I made my character a little bit like me, so it's like white with a little tan,
and
brown hair, all that stuff, and then my twin is Asian.
Dead sexy. No. Can you? So Mass Effect is known for being able to romance everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know yet. I have not.
I meant the aliens.
I
like,
no, I know what he's talking about.
Some twincest.
I was talking about romancing the dad.
Romancing the dad. Is that the third movie? Is like romancing the stone. Yeah, romancing the Nile. Dad.
Spoilers. You don't get to do that. I haven't got my. Actually, my twin is still like in cryo sleep. Because in the opening, like...
Are you sure you didn't play Fallout 4?
No, they're not dead. They're just asleep.
Oh, no. James doesn't know what death is.
They fall asleep.
Guys, all my dogs are still on a farm up north. Get over it.
Yeah, they're just sleeping.
So would you... Because, like, what's its price point? Like, right now, Mass Effect is, like, $60?
Yeah, I got the regular edition, which was $60. They said there was a legendary edition, but I don't care about any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, right now, would you, like, from what you've experienced and stuff, do you think it's worth Mass Effect, picking up Mass Effect?
I would consider it worth that price point. Like,
You're going to get the updates,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it'll come with updates. It'll come with DLC if I want to buy it at some point, like every other Mass Effect that came out on, like, PS3.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's worth the $60. I'm only, like, 8 hours in, and I'm still on the technically the second planet, but, like, the first one you really get to go do stuff on. And I don't know how many planets I'm going to get to explore, but if they're all roughly around the same time frame, that's way worth the time investment, at least.
Two planets.
There's going to be one more planet, and I'm done.
Yeah, it's two levels.
But like,
sorry, go ahead.
I was talking to some people about it online, and they're like, yeah, I'm like 50 hours in, and I'm still not done with the game yet.
Yeah, I'm really glad that... you bought it.
Yeah. They did bring back some of the things I really like from Mass Effect 1. It feels more RPG-like. You get to customize your weapons a lot more. You get to craft your weapons and armor.
Do they still have the, overtly evil or overtly good options in dialogue?
No, I haven't even noticed those yet. They do have action options.
Okay.
And I've only gotten two thus far because I'm still pretty early on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one was to push an Asari off of me, which I didn't do. And then the other one was just to jump down a hole, which I did immediately.
Whee! All right, cool.
But other than that, combat, this is the best combat I have ever experienced in any Mass Effect game.
That makes sense. That's always good when it's a step forward, because sometimes that's not the case for certain games. But
that's true.
And quoting Talby, like, they have a jump jet in their combat system now, and you jump like Zod from Man of Steel.
<It's> awesome.
And I've been doing that all over the place. I learned if you jump on your ship, your pilot yells at you. Like, he gets mad.
Yeah, I like the jump jets because it gives, to me, the most boring thing about Mass Effect has always been combat. Because it's just, it's like you walk into a room and you see a bunch of, like, furniture that's oddly shaped and for people to hide behind. And I'm like, oh, all right, well, I'm about to get into a battle. Cover.
Right.
Fire, fire, fire. Move into, like, closer cover. Fire, fire, fire. Like, it's just sort of... Like, that's basically all Mass Effect combat from 1 to 3.
Yeah, cover shooters, they were interesting when they came out. Especially that one in the arcade, Time Crisis, is that what it was?
Where
you had the foot pedal and you had to use cover to reload. That was cool, but they were a little bit gimmicky and they don't work as well. But, I mean, there's no real in-between for, like... a cover and a run and gun shooter, the proper way to fight would be to do both of those things.
Yeah.
But
well, it's like, and this did do that very well. Like, there's no button to enter cover.
Okay.
Just as soon as you get behind something.
So yeah, you've played Fallout 4. Is that similar to the, you just go up to the end of a corner and then you kind of peek around and shoot, but you're still free to roam?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And it really only engages you in the cover if you have a gun out. So if you don't have your gun out, you're not like pressed up against a wall.
Did you guys ever have that glitch happen in Fallout? This did happen to me in Fallout 4, where you go up to the edge of a wall, and then it flips the access on you, so you pop your back out of the side, so your back is exposed to the enemy, and you're like aiming at the wall with your gun. It like flips it, like you're supposed to be shooting around the corner, but it flips you around, so you're just like totally exposed and you can't shoot the enemy.
No, I had that
was exclusive to me, but that happened to me like a lot.
No, I actually had that happen to me in Far Harbor. Because I was hiding behind a corner getting shot at by a bunch of synths and like all this other stuff, and I was like, all right, I got this.
I'm gonna pop out.
I'm dying. Get out. Okay.
Not what I wanted.
But no, story-wise, it's very close to every other one.
Cool.
Predictable, I guess, would be the best word for it. Like, everybody praised Mass Effect for having, like, this super intricate story, but it's always been a pretty straightforward sci-fi.
Yeah, I've never really gotten too gung-ho for the story. I mean, it's always been interesting, but I think that the gameplay is what kept me going through one and half of two, because that's all I ever played was I played Mass Effect 1, and I thought it was pretty good, but I played 2, and then it was like, hey, explore this planet and do the little scanny thing.
I loved the scanny thing.
Okay.
It was good, but, like, you know, if you don't have a lot of time, then it's like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to not play this game now.
In place of that for mining for resources...
You just play Minecraft for a while.
No. So instead they have you, when you're in that Nomad, it has a little mining computer.
Okay.
And if you drive over a deposit...
To the things, okay.
Yeah, and what it is like, it's very much more open world than, like, 2 and 3 were.
Right.
Where,
that's cool. I can,
like,
dig that.
You'd go into a sector, and that's where everything in the entirety of your mission was going to be. You weren't going to go out of that area.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this one, it put me on a planet, and I now get to explore a good chunk of this planet. And as I'm driving around in my little Nomad, I can pick up resources and mine them as I'm going. And so it makes mining a bit more fun, because you're not just mining. You're on your way to a mission, or you're fighting off some random bad guy who happened to appear.
That's good. Too bad No Man's Sky didn't do that, where you actually fight stuff.
I was just thinking, like, how awesome it would be if you could combine, like, No Man's Sky with Mass Effect.
Yeah.
And see, that's the thing, is, like, I would have, and I did play a bit of No Man's Sky, but I just got bored from grinding. Like, without any bad guy to go after.
That was the worst part about it, is, like, once you get to, so I got all the things, because I'm, like, kind of a completionist, and then I'm like, all right, like, there's really not anything to do in this game.
Yeah.
Like, there's no enemies, and the enemies that exist, like, I don't even have I had the mining tool, because if I ran into anything, I would just use my mining tool and my rocket launcher,
yeah,
or my grenade launcher, because I could kill every single creature,
mm-hmm,
no matter how powerful it was, with the grenade launcher, they die in one hit. So it's,
yep,
like, okay, this is not fun. This is,
yeah,
give me so, an enemy
yeah,
to fight.
Because No Man's Sky is one of those games that's like, mine resources so that you can mine resources better.
Yeah. Yep.
So, strangely enough, I am playing a game that is exactly right now. I've been playing it all week. I got it in the Humble Bundle that I got with Vermintide. And it's called Turmoil.
I've heard of it.
And it's a game where you play, like, an oil baron in the Wild West. And all you do is, like...
You drink people's milkshakes.
Yes, you drink people's milkshakes.
I drink your milkshake. Okay.
Like you set up these derricks. It's like 2D, and, like, you drill down into the ground, and you try to find oil, and you have to buy, like, wagons to transport the oil to two different companies, and you have to watch how much they're wanting to buy it for. And all you do that for a certain time, and then you go back to town, but upgrade your shit and go and do it again. I am obsessed with this game right now. Like, in fact, like, I was playing it right before I came here, and I was like, man, I can't wait to get over with the fucking podcast.
I can go back.
Yeah, go drill for oil some more. God, I love this game.
To quote
so much fun.
Talby directly, he walks into the living room while I'm playing Mass Effect, and he's like, you might be fighting bad guys in space.
Yeah.
But I'm drilling for oil.
Yeah.
And then he just, like, smiles at me for, like, a minute.
I love it. I love those sort of games. And it's probably why I enjoyed No Man's Sky as much as I did. Because I actually like those sort of games. But you need to have an end point.
Yeah, I think that the best part about what you described is it seems casual, but you can still put a lot of hours into it. Like The Sims. You can play The Sims casually, or you could just be The Sims, you know? And it seems similar to that, whereas No Man's Sky is, like, oh, man, I can explore all this stuff. And that sounds great, but there's just nothing to fucking do. It's like exploring in an open field with nothing in it. It's like, yeah, look, go nuts. You can explore this field all you want, but,
like,
there's nothing there.
Like, those graphically crazy games, like, the on for computer, I just don't think I'm really interested in it. Like, I did Fallout 4, and that worked great. But, like, I'm thinking about streaming. So, like, I mean, I got the Humble Bundle this week specifically for Vermintide,
mm-hmm,
which is, like, you know, a modern gamer. Here's a storyline. You team up with three other players, and you go through. You kill a bunch of shit, whatever.
Yeah, because it's just Left 4 Dead, but with rat people, right?
Yeah, it's a fantasy. It's a Warhammer thing. So anyway, we got that, and Charlie and I were playing it, and it was fun.
Hmm.
And it was like graphically nice, and my computer was a little unhappy with it. And then like I'm like, ooh, a 2D like drill for oil game, and I'm just like happy as a fucking clam. And it's just, it's, I don't know, maybe I'm just not, maybe I'm getting old.
I don't know. I don't have time to play a lot of like super involved games.
Yeah. So I think when I get to around a streaming, those are the sort of games I want to stream.
There's a
market for it. Those 2D shitty games.
Just
that...
oil buried. You should get, what was it? Dino Park Tycoon. Do you ever play that one? Old game.
No.
It's like all the like roller coaster tycoons, but the old ones where you don't actually get to ride on them and shit.
Oh,
but
right, yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of those old school games. But yeah, you should do that one too.
Yeah, I saw one that was called Katana Zero. It's like a Mega Man sort of deal, side scroller, where you play a samurai in a cyberpunk setting. And you can like slow down time and rewind time.
I saw this.
Some of the gameplay for that one. Actually, yeah, it looked pretty fun.
Looked kind of good.
I saw this one game. I think it's kind of old, but I kind of want to get it anyway. It's called Bridge. Have you heard of it? You solve like situational puzzles. Like you play as like a shitty guy who can't really.
Okay, not the card game.
Yeah, I guess I've been playing this game.
Just play Bridge. Yeah, my grandmother plays it.
Yeah, my Bridge Club. We've been getting really into Bridge lately because we're a Bridge Club and that's what we do.
Yeah.
No, but you essentially solve puzzles and try to get your guy to the end of an M.C. Escher painting. So they're the ones where the stairways go this way, they go that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a super interesting concept, and I was watching Total Biscuit play it, so I think it's an older one, but I'm good at puzzles and he's not very good. Admittedly, he's not very good at puzzles, but I'm like, do the thing. No, rotate. It's clearly this is the go right, here, do yeah. the thing. I was thinking that the whole time. I was like, man, I kind of want to just get this game because it looks cool. I'm good at puzzles and I like MC Escher, so it seems like a fit.
That's interesting.
I'm with you. I can't watch like streamers do puzzle games most of the times because I solve puzzles in my free time all the time.
Yeah,
and so I'll just sit there and be like,
just do the thing. But the thing is, too, I bet if we were to stream a puzzle game, people would also think the same thing.
Yeah,
you have an audience, I'm not as good. But if it's just me sitting there just doing it, I could solve a puzzle super quick. But I thought we had that. Remember when we did the what was it, the Far Harbor puzzles?
Oh
yeah, I thought we were just like being stupid or something. I was like, man, I'm usually pretty good at puzzles, and I know Josh is good at puzzles too.
Yeah,
it's like, no, that was just fucking hard and never ended. And that was the
big
problem.
There was like too many of them.
Yeah,
yeah. No,
holy shit, this is so fucking long.
Now, what I find more infuriating than like puzzle streaming is when. There's like a channel I like called Day Nine, and they will stream old adventure games. So stuff like King's Quest and Myst and stuff like that. So like point and click adventure games. And sometimes you're just like, oh my God, obviously there's the rod, there's the hole. And then like 30 minutes later, they're like, hey, I wonder if this works. And you're just like, fuck.
Yes, it does.
They've gotten better. But,
have you ever played Myst?
No, I think like I had it briefly as a child, and I was just too young for it. I put it in, and I was just like, nope.
It's not easy, dude. Like I beat that game, and even like the starting puzzles are pretty like self-explanatory. But you get to a point to where you have to actually physically play. You have to know the you have to be able to read musical notes off of a piece of paper and play them on the piano. So what I did. Was I pushed, ding, nope, that's not it, ding, nope, that's not it, ding, okay, that's it. And then I would sit here literally like, there's like 12 keys you have to hit, and I sat there and like just guessed the whole way fucking through.
Oh, you just...
process of elimination. And then once you're done with that, you go through this insanely long puzzle, like an Underdark, you're on a tramway, and you can choose to go left, right, or forward, and then once you do that, you're at the center of another intersection where you can go left, right, forward, or back. And then it's just like you have all these options of like just everywhere. And it's just like goes on for fucking ever. And then you'll eventually be like, okay, I'm, you know, like 40 minutes in and I hit a dead end and I have no idea where the fuck I'm going. So eventually I made a map of that. Yeah, it's an awful fucking game. But I mean, those are the only two puzzles that are just like, holy shit, I must have missed something along the way to clue me in, or it's just bad. But
yeah,
I have an announcement, sort of.
Oh, do you?
February 22nd, we didn't notice, but Sup Nerds Podcast had a birthday. And we forgot did. About it.
We did. So, didn't we? Well, later. I was gone, and I
were you gone in February?
Well, I 22nd? Came back like the 16th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say you weren't gone on the 22nd
because I we were talking about was that just like the time we a year since we like did our
yeah,
first episode.
Yeah, I didn't
episode?
Know that our 50th would so much line up. I thought we had another like another 2 months or so for some reason.
Hmm.
But no, yeah, the first episode that we ever uploaded onto YouTube was February 22nd. So
wow.
Sup Nerds is more than a year old. So happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday.
So circle jerk. Triforce time.
So we should not do this podcast anymore. No, I'm just kidding. I just kill
done
it.
Last episode.
But yeah, so that's all I've got.
That's all I've got.
Cool. Well, that was a pretty good episode. So thanks for coming on, James. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talking about no Mass Effect with us. And thanks for coming on, Talby. And talking about Mass Effect.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. You should have me back sometime.
I'll have you back sometime. We'll see. Podcast.